This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We will begin with the most important company in the world, Apple, of course. Okay, I kid, but not by too much. Apple's every move is scrutinized, analyzed, and second-guessed to within an inch of its life, which explains all the attention paid to its quarterly earnings report. Profits dropped for the first time in a decade, not at all what shareholders wanted to hear, having seen shares go from $700 a pop a couple of months ago to just over $400 today. So to make nice, Apple's going to pay out $11 billion in dividends this year and set aside $60 billion to buy back its stock to, the theory goes, bump up that share price a little bit. But, and here's the puzzler, why is the company, which famously has no debt and a whole pile of money just sitting there, going to borrow to do all that? Marketplace's Sally Herships starts us off.
Just how big is Apple's stash of cash?
$145 billion.
Steve Kaplan teaches finance at the University of Chicago's Booth School of Business.
Why would a company with $145 billion just lying around borrow money?
Some of this cash is sitting offshore, and because of the complicated tax law we have, when they bring some of that money back into the United States, they pay an additional tax.
Kaplan says this is not just an Apple problem. American companies, including Microsoft, Google, and Dell, are estimated to have between $1.5 and $2 trillion of cash overseas. The government says it wants to lower corporate taxes, but these hoards are a stumbling block.
You know, on average, every dime, you know, there'll be a dime of every dollar that'll come home that'll be lost to U.S. taxes.
Jennifer Bluin teaches accounting at Wharton. That dime is the difference in what companies have already paid in overseas tax and what they'd have to pay in the U.S. In Apple's case, it may be more like a quarter or 30 cents for every dollar.
So you can look at Apple's financial statements and estimate what their foreign tax rate that's being paid on their earnings overseas, and it's at most maybe a couple percent.
The top corporate tax rate here is 35%. Which is why Apple may be more interested in borrowing money than transferring it from overseas. Interest rates are at all-time lows. This week, Nike borrowed $1 billion. It's paying bondholders less than 3% interest. And Apple is likely to get as good a rate, if not better. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.